Madam President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with.
So, when your mic's not on.
Madam President, can you hear?
Maybe just speak loud.
Madam President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant will bring in the absent members. Members, today I would like to ask for a moment of silence. One of our House colleagues lost her husband Friday night, Representative Phyllis Kahn, her partner of 58 years. So maybe we could take a moment of silence in her honor and his honor and in memory of all our and all of our dearly departed. Thank you. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingerbitson, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reiner, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
Quorum is present. We move first to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted. House file number 6, signed Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
We have a very short session this morning, if you all could just bear with us for a few more minutes. Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The Secretary will read the title.
House file number 6, a bill for an act relating to taxation, conforming to federal income tax changes.
House file 6 will be given its first reading. Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that House file number 6 be laid on the table.
On the motion to lay House file 6 on the table, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Fifth order of business, reports of committee. Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. Senate file 52 and 1 will be given their second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. All the motions printed on the agenda will be adopted in one motion. We have an addition. Returning to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills, the Senate file 228 will be referred to the Committee on Transportation. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These will be adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate resolutions number 27 through 65 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Announcements of Senate interests. Are there any announcements? Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam President. I would just...
Senator Reinert, is your microphone not working? Okay. Just a minute. Members, we have a problem with the microphone. Why don't we give Senator Reinert the courtesy to listen to his announcement?
Thank you, Madam President. Apologies that the microphones in this section at least are not working.
Thank you. Working? So, members, you have an invitation tomorrow morning to the Purple Caucus breakfast on your desks, 7:30 in room 107. We look forward to a discussion tomorrow about legislative areas where we feel the caucus can be impactful this session. So, encourage anyone who is interested to join Senator Miller and myself tomorrow morning for breakfast. Thank you.
Senator Sharon.
Thank you very much, Madam President. This evening at the Kelly Inn, starting at 4 o'clock till about 6, Mankato Days are going to be held. It's a wonderful reception. I really hope that as many of you as are free at that time and even after your committees, if you can come over for a little bit. The people that come from Mankato are so excited about meeting you and seeing you and thanking you for the good work that you've done for the region. And so if it's at all possible, please include it on your schedule to come to the reception for Mankato Days. It starts at 4 o'clock and will run probably till 7. Thanks very much.
Are there any more announcements? Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Wednesday, January 21st at 11 a.m.
Sorry, Senator Sieben, we're not quite ready for that motion, but just a minute. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Skoy, Ninau, Sparks, Bach, Nelson. All right, before we take the motion to adjourn, are there any other announcements? Then on the motion to adjourn by Senator Sieben, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.